Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences. And it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them also let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. So please do call the show. The number for that call-in is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance and advice is 646-716-6794. But before we go to those phone callers, again, hello, listeners, and welcome to Angel Healing House. Thank you so much for listening in, whether it's on the computer, by phone, Perhaps you're listening to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Now, just a reminder, with the end of summer fast approaching, many are starting to turn their attention to the start of the fall season. You might be going back to school, to college. You might be starting a new job in the fall. And if you're gearing up for any kind of new things on the horizon, why not book your amazing intuitive counseling session and Reiki energy healing session with me, Claire Candy Hough. In this way, you will be able to enter all of those new things or those things that you will be starting again in the fall with greater clarity, with greater direction, with more empowerment. And as you step into the fall, you will be able to exhibit that love of yourself, that assurity, and that peace and joy within. No matter where you go, you will take those strengthened and empowered characteristics with you. Now, to book a session, either in my beautiful angel-filled office in Los Angeles, California, or nationally or internationally, as I use distant healing through my Reiki energy sessions, and of course the counseling, intuitive counseling, can be done over the phone or by Skype, please call me after the show on 831-277-3716. That number for Angel Healing House and connecting with Claire Candy Hough is 831-277-3716. Or you can always email me on Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. And that Angel Healing House is all one word. I see that we have several callers holding for the free angel advice, and that 720 number, you are first in the queue, so please do hold on. If you're a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day, and that topic today is become extraordinary at manifesting. You know, listeners, this wild ride of ascension that we all have been consciously or unconsciously on, has certainly had its ups and downs. And while the posse of angels, I can see their faces, they're beaming about how proud they are of each and every one of us for choosing, that's right, it doesn't seem like we chose, but choosing to be part of raising the consciousness of the planet and the amazing job that we have all done, holding bucket loads of light and love. The majority of the angels, on the other hand, the majority of them, they've not lived a human life, and they have no idea what absolute challenges many of us have had to endure while we were holding glorious light for the planet. While we were transforming and transmuting energies, many of us had challenges with sources of income drying up, our careers ending, relationship issues, and health problems, you know, just to name a few little things. And just in case, we even held a glimmer of a thought that we got fed up and we would shirk our responsibilities and our devotion to the light, it was actually written into our DNA that no matter what hardships we were dealing with, we lifted ourselves up, we dusted ourselves off, and we kept holding the light. And while we have released so much to raise our energies and the energies of the planet, the posse of angels is saying that as a result, we have been given, they're using different words, we have realigned our frequencies with our divine eternal natures to such an amazingly high extent that many of us have rediscovered our God-given ability to manifest. Now, this concept of manifesting is certainly nothing new. And when I chose to incarnate 10 years ago, after I experienced my walk-in experience, the great buzzword on many light workers' lips was the word synchronicity. Synchronicities are seemingly miraculous instances that magically happen as a result of what we put our focus on. There was a veritable tsunami of books that flooded the publishing world with content about the laws of attraction, the power of intention. There were movies like What the Bleep and The Secret. And during the last 10 years, many of us saw snippets of random things that happened here and there that were unbelievable and could not be explained in any other way but to say that it was a synchronicity. But the Posse of Angels is saying that for those who are clear and have released anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, unforgiveness, worry, stress, and particularly control of their lives, things are going to get a whole lot more interesting in the manifesting department for all of us. Now, as a result of being clear inside energetically and no longer reactive, I've noticed that my lag time in what I think and say has become almost instantaneous. For example, I was reading a few weeks ago a book on Charlie Chaplin. And it's called my autobiography. And in it, he was describing how he left his home in England, he landed in New York, and then he traveled out west to work in theater and eventually make movies. While I was reading it, I was listening to the classical musical station and heard the announcer introduce the next piece of music, which was the main theme to the movie, How the West Was Won. Now, another example of last week, I had just finished my radio program called You Are Divinely Free, which was inspired by the 4th of July holiday. And having just spoken about freedom for the past hour, I got into my car to run some errands, and there is Janis Joplin singing out from the radio, "Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose." In fact, my husband and I play a game in the car, and we take turns at saying a random word, and then we watch as the universe reacts immediately and sends us a corresponding sign in reference to what we've just said. This sign shows up in the next song on the radio, contained in a license plate in front of us. It could be held on the side of a bus or a shop window. And when it happens, we know without a shadow of a doubt that the universe has resonated with our clarity within and is just playing the magical game of energetic alignment. Now, it helps that we are having fun and enjoying ourselves while we're playing, because the universe responds excitedly when we are having fun and we are playing. The speed at which things manifest for me is so fast that I have to really be careful at what I say and think. Okay, here come the posse. What are they saying? The Posse of Angels is chiming in, and they're saying, don't we all need to be careful? Now, the Posse of Angels is hearing some of your thoughts, okay, and many of you are thinking, well, with all of this ease of manifesting, why don't you just ask for $1 million and have it turn up? And their answer to that is that the references to the West and the word freedom were things that I held no attachment for, so the universe had full play to bring it about in whatever way, shape, or form it wanted to deliver the aligned energy to me. And when we ask for an outcome, like $1 million in our bank account, the realization of that holds such a great deal of attachment for many of us. And because of that attachment, the universe has to wade through a lot more energy, which is often saturated with conditions and doubt and even underlying disbelief on making that a reality for us. And while it's very thrilling to have $1 million show up, the energy attachment that many hold is firstly, again, doubt and disbelief that it ever could happen. Instead of asking for $1 million, it's much better to say something along these lines. I am an international best-selling author, and I go on book tours, and people seek me out as an inspirational speaker, as a metaphysician, and a spiritual teacher in my field. Now, I can say this comfortably and easily, as I've owned who I am, and there's no difficulty in announcing this to the world. And because I believe this at the very core of who I am The universe has to conspire with me to send me the opportunities and the connections in support of this. And as a result of these things happening, which I know to be true, the money will then follow. In addition, if I say this statement and I open to receive in the way the hand of God wishes to fulfill my desires, I do not limit myself just to $1 million. Anybody can do vision boards and do visualizations and say affirmations until the cows come home and still not see any tangible physical results of manifestations in their lives. The reason for that is that our energetic pipeline to God and the angels is often so clogged. Until it is clear and open to receive energies from the universe in the way and the timing of the universe wants to send us, nothing, absolutely nothing, will get through. So, the big question, how does one become clear? Well, I'll tell you how I became clear. I became clear by choosing to forgive, release judgment towards others, and unconditionally love anything and anybody in my life, no matter what the circumstances were. This holy trinity of forgiveness, non-judgment, and unconditional love was so powerful for me that once it was truly felt at the very core of who I divinely am, the pipeline to God and the angels became so pristine that the channel of communication flowed with ease and grace. And in order to embark on this trifecta of spiritual enlightenment, the most important aspect is to take responsibility and accountability for our lives, and that kind of means everything. Now, the Posse of Angels wants us to know that most people do not forgive, most people have judgment, and they love conditionally because they choose to stay in an illusionary loop of being a victim or finding blame or fault in someone or something or some situation or event that randomly happens. This is ludicrous, as there is nothing, nothing in the universe that is random about our lives. I have mentioned many times before that we are more powerful, more infinite and miraculous than we can possibly ever imagine. Now, just to remind us, the Posse of Angels, okay, what are they saying? They're saying that before each and every one of us went from pure divine spirit and was about to incarnate as a human, we met with the Etheric Council or the Great White Brotherhood. No, they're not racist. They're called that because of the tremendous light that is emanating from them. The elders, as I lovingly call them, is made up of ascended masters and angels, archangels, and we meet them to help us write the contract for our upcoming human incarnation. You know, listeners, nobody comes in without a contract. In this contract, we choose the souls that we will encounter that will help us learn our lessons for this particular life. And while we carefully construct who these souls will be, we often choose them to have contrasting characteristics to help us really learn our lessons in contrast. I've often said that some of our best lessons that we learn often come in hardship and adversity for us to really take note of. You know what? If the lessons came easily, we would not take any notice of them. Now, this contract that we all write is an outline of the people and events and how we choose to utilize our free will and free choice within that gives us a great deal of freedom. And the Posse of Angels is reminding us that many times hardships occur in our lives because we've chosen to give our power away by listening to others and not our own hearts and thinking that we should or have to or ought to have settled or compromised with anything that went counter to what we've desired. Once we truly take responsibility for the creation of our lives and the choices that we make, we are then ready to proceed with instilling forgiveness, non-judgment, and unconditional love as a result. Then watch as our lives change dramatically. Before we go on to talk more about just how one's life can absolutely and dramatically change, having cleared up these blocking energies, let's go to the phone lines. Thank you so much for holding 720. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. This is Avatar Star. What a wonderful show today.
Thank you very much. What did you say your name was?
Avatar Star.
Avatar. How are you?
Sid with a D, Ibitar.
Sivitar. And tell me, are you resonating with the show today?
Yes, I'm resonating. It's just so wonderful. It's so soothing to my soul. It just resonates with who I am. So
isn't
beautiful.
That wonderful? Well, you know what? There's been so much written about the laws of attraction, synchronicities. There's so much around there. And I've had so many clients that have, they come to me and they say, I've done so many vision boards. I've done so many affirmations. You know, I visualize and nothing has tangibly and physically shown up in my reality. And the first thing I ask them is, I ask them if they have any anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, unforgiveness, judgment in their lives. And most times they can tick all of those things. And I said, you know what? In order for the affirmations and the visualizations and the vision boards to work, we really must be clear enough to then, be in alignment with what we're asking for. And most people, you know, they might have the visualizations and they might have those vision boards, but there's something still inside of them that still doubts that they're worthy and deserving of receiving what they have on their vision boards.
And even, Candy, another thing that I thought about as you were speaking, because you really do have to believe, because even people can tell you, oh, that's not going to happen, oh, this won't happen and that won't happen. And if you believe that, you know, because I had this lady, I asked her a question about something, and she said, oh, no. And I said silently to myself, I said, well, that's not true, because that's not what I believe. I believe, you know, the total opposite. So that can also hinder us, too, when people are telling us what we cannot do and what won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that can put a damper on being able to manifest what you're trying to manifest as well.
Absolutely. Oh, you there? Oh, we've just lost Sivitar. Sivitar, please call in again, and I will answer your call. Let's go to the next phone line, 847. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Okay, and how are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm extraordinary. Tell me about, are you resonating with the theme of the show today about manifesting?
Yes, that's what I need to work on right now in my life.
You know, the Sivitar actually brought up a very good point, the previous caller, that none of this, sort of manifesting and visualization and affirmations and vision boards is going to work until you really believe in yourself.
And I've been working on that, too, because I was raised, I was unworthy and undeserving.
Yeah, I'd say the majority of us were brought up with a very old paradigm of, sit down, shut up, do what I tell you, not what you want to do. Don't be an individual, fit in, all of those things. And if you can manage to rise above it, and if you can practice what many of my clients' lives have been transformed because I help them see their lives from a higher perspective, and in this way they can see why they contracted that life and what lessons they needed to learn from it. And in this way, they release all blame or fault that it was because of my mother's controlling or, you know, somebody's abuse or this and happened. Because if you can see it from that higher perspective and know that you actually contracted everything to happen in your life, and and you acknowledge that, then you can release it from that vantage point. My clients have been able to transform their lives as they've been able to see it for exactly what it is and to release it. And this way they free themselves to start affecting their life and creating their life of belief around themselves, and their limitless and powerful ways to utilize energy and manifest things in their lives.
Wow.
So perhaps it would serve you, Jill, to have a session with me. Let's go to the cards. Do you have a particular question in mind today, Jill?
Kinda. I am the youngest. My parents are gone. With both of my older sisters, it's their way or I get punished. And I've just had a fight. Was done with my sister years ago, my oldest one, when I had cancer, and, you know, I was diagnosed, and all she had to say is, I'm going to hang up on you. Now I've had a falling out with my other sister. It's her way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this in my life?
Okay, first of all, while I'm shuffling the cards, the Posse of Angels wants you to know that nobody and no event is in your life without your permission. That's how powerful you are.
Okay.
You've not only contracted your sisters and chosen these particular souls to act as your sisters in this life, but you've chosen their contrasting characteristics for you to really take note of, because it obviously causes you irritation and agitation, which is a great form of getting your attention and causing you to work on not reacting. First of all, the Posse of Angels want you to know that what they're doing has nothing to do with you.
Okay. Are they with everyone?
No, that's not your concern.
Okay.
That's not your concern. Your concern is Jill.
Okay. I need to learn that. That's also what I'm trying to learn right now. But anyway, go on.
Okay. Your concern is Jill and how to make Jill the most happy, giggly, passionate, compassionate, loving, accepting, and extraordinary happy human being that you possibly can be. And if you put your focus and your attention on love of self and making yourself the priority, and what you're constantly doing is you're trying to control them to act in a certain way, and you're saying, why don't they do this, and why don't they do that, and why do they do that, and all the time you're draining your energies, you're disempowering yourself, and you're not harnessing your energies to focus on what makes you happy.
Correct.
Okay, so where we are as a collective consciousness is many of us have let go of people that we're dishonoring in our lives. Now, this doesn't matter if they're family. It doesn't matter if they're you know, we've had a closest friend for the last 25 years. If somebody
I'm going through that, too.
Okay, so if somebody is dishonoring to us, you love them and you allow them to walk their journey. Their journey is not your journey. And perhaps if it has such a negative effect on you, perhaps you do have to limit the time that you are with them. And the more that you can just allow them to walk their journey, not allow them to walk all over you, but you have not set up limits, and now I'm getting this directly from the Posse of Angels, you have not set up limits and boundaries and shown your sisters how you want to be treated. They have no idea. They have no idea that this really hurts you. So you need to spell out to them that I played the old game, and that was the old game, what I allowed myself to be treated as, you know, not saying you're a doormat, but, you know, treated with such dishonor and disrespect. But now is a different game. Now the game is, you know, I want to be honored and respected, and if I'm not, here are the consequences. Then I can't be in your life, or I have to limit the time that I speak to you. And then you hold to that, and the universe can only react to us and send that to us that is in direct alignment to what we show and demonstrate to the universe that that you know that we're being that we're focusing on and that what's important to us. How does that sound?
It sounds exactly right on the money.
Okay, so the posse of angels are nodding their head and they are saying, "Do not ever think that you can change anybody else. Because would you like somebody to change you? Of course not. You wouldn't like somebody to change
you.
You
know, but I am open to, you know, criticism, constructive criticism. I want to know. See, I'm different.
Yes. But that's you. But all I'm saying is, but if there's something that you held fast to, and somebody would say, you should do this, you ought to do this, you have to do this, and you really don't want to, then it's the same as you telling somebody else how to walk their journey. The more that you can, the more that you can harness, I want you to harness all of that energy, bring it back to, and there's certain exercises that I do with my clients that once they do it, it absolutely transforms their lives. They're able to see how much of their lives they've given away to other people and tried to control things outside of themselves. They harness this energy, and by harnessing the energies, they change from within, and then their reality starts to change. I've just gone to the cards, and the first card that comes up is the Queen of Swords. Now, the Queen of Swords, out of all of the queens, is the one that is the authority. She is so in her power. She's implacable, and there's nothing that anybody can say that can take away her empowerment. She is strong. She is sure about herself. She's confident, and the posse of angels are saying, you need to get back to this. Okay, the second card, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. The second card is the High Priestess, and the High Priestess comes in when you need to start to incorporate more spirituality in your life, more connecting to that divine, eternal nature of yours rather than just reacting to life. And the third one is, oh, this is a very powerful reading, is the Queen of Wands. You've got not only two queens in this reading, but you also got the High Priestess. And the Queen of Wands is, again, showing your sisters or showing the world that you are happy, you are fulfilled, you are compassionate to others, and that you're not reactive. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Jill.
Yes, it has. It really has.
Okay. I'd love to hear more about your journey. Please do send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com, and if you'd like to book a session, you can just give me a call or send me an email.
Thank you.
Okay, take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller, 718. You're on the phone line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I am well. Who is this?
This is Ashiel from New York.
Lovely Ashiel. How are you?
Not bad. Can't complain.
Can't complain. There you go. There you go. How is the business going?
That's my question for you today, actually.
okay.
It's not really just about the business. It's more about my business partner.
Okay. We spoke about this last time, didn't we?
Yeah. That is overseas in terms of communication issues.
Yes.
Yeah, because now it's like, I don't know, something's going on really, because I've been for the last 5 days or so.
Mm-hmm.
I keep sending email, I have things to client, but I'm not getting a response. I don't know what is going on with him, because I've got a feeling it's a little more different than what I thought. I don't know what you can pick up.
Okay. The greatest part of your question is, and the posse of angels, you know, they don't spoon-feed us. They often will turn something back on us to get us to answer our own questions. The greatest part of your question, Ashiel, is that you're questioning you're questioning your partner. There is something in, and I know this from your former phone calls, you are very psychic. You're very telepathic. You're very intuitive. Do not question what makes you feel good and what makes you go, with the things that make you go, you know, the things that make you stop and say, well, there's something about this that doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
How long have you had this feeling about something not being right?
More so lately. You know, I used to really trust him, but now I don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. They're also saying what has changed immeasurably, certainly in the last 6 to 8 weeks for many of us, is that our radar or our energies has risen to such an extent. This is why the rate of manifestation has accelerated so much, that we are. We hone in and we can tell in a minute what things are in alignment with us and what things are not. So the mere fact that you are questioning this means that something is not sitting well with you.
Okay.
Okay. So let's go to the cards and let's see what we come up with. So you have emailed him and he has not...
It's, you know, I emailed and I haven't gotten a response. I mean, and I have clients who need stuff, you know, that are I was told that we're supposed to be shipped last week. And, I was told that the factory is going to be closed for a week and they know they're not going to close anymore. It's like a lot of confusion and that's not necessary. You know, I like clarity. I like things to be clear. And mm-hmm. I like to meet my deadlines also. Especially with my clients, those are the ones who give me the business. So right now I'm in a situation now of trying to come up with some explanation to the clients because obviously I'm not hearing from him. So the only explanation I can come up with is say that the factory is going to be closed for this week, which gives me enough time eventually probably to come up with something else, you know,
right.
until I figure out what's going on with him.
Okay, let me just ask him. They don't seem to think that, or they're not telling me that there's anything underhanded. It certainly doesn't feel like there's anything underhanded because knowing you, and you started the business, when was it, 8 months ago?
Yeah, about so. About a little less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And knowing the way you were then, you really did, were very high vibrational and you intuited that this was a good partnership. So they're saying that there's nothing underhand, there's nothing wrong with this partnership. Just asking if the partner is going through some personal things in his life. And this I get a very positive feeling about. It's like he has to work through some of his own personal demons. And don't forget, I just spoke to that caller, Jill. And many of us, have to rid ourselves of dishonoring, relationships in our lives and really honor ourselves. So maybe he's going through some personal things at the moment, and that's why the business doesn't seem to be so much of a focus for him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Because I know he has nothing to do with me.
No. It doesn't. And that's a really good thing that you realize this. So take a couple of deep breaths, and what you actually can do is you can hold the space for this friend of this partner of yours, and to send him green healing light, send him pink love, in the form of pink clouds all around him, white light for clarity, and just and help him along at this time. The Six of Swords comes up, and the Six of Swords is saying, you're getting a bit of a rocky, has been getting a bit of a rocky feeling with him, and he's going through a little bit of a rough patch with his personal decisions in his life. But certainly, as August goes on and into September, you're going to experience a lot more clarity and a lot more smoother waters coming up for you.
Yeah.
And here we have a lovely card. This is the Star card, and no matter where the Star card appears in a reading, it's you're shining. And this, as by this card coming out, and it's an 8 card, it's saying that watch as the month of August progresses, and then on into September, there will be a lot of things that will be shining on your business and on the partnership. And great card is the 3rd card, is that the seeds that you planted in coming together so many months ago will start to take and blossom as we go from the fall into September. So really good card, Sashil, and a good feeling. Just allow himself some time to process what he's going through.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because it's just I'm giving you my best, believe it or not. I'm like, you know, one time I was sick, food infection, I was still coming to work. I'm trying to give it all because that's what I ask the universe. And so when somebody does something like that, it's almost, I'm trying to keep a good relationship with my client, and that's one thing they respect about me. But, they think I have excellent customer service. And now I'm in a situation like that, it's affecting that, So
exactly.
That's kind of bothering me a little bit. But, I'll give you the time and be patient. But the only thing, I don't know if I told you that before, that's been coming to my mind, I'm planning on keeping this business for probably maximum 2 years and just branch out on my own.
Yeah. And that feels good.
Okay.
And that feels good because, and also they say, don't worry about what the next step is. Stay in the present moment, because it's only in the present moment where you'll see the signs where to step towards next.
Okay. So I'm going to write that.
All right.
Unfortunately, I have to go through these rocky times, which, like you just said, I guess it's just part of my destiny, so to speak, I guess. So
it's part of all of our destiny to be challenged, to rise above, and so at least you know this, so you can take it with a smile and not take it so seriously.
Okay. So
I'll
send him some love and hopefully and healing, and hopefully get back on his feet and take
care of
him.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for the,
You're welcome, Sashil. God bless you, and look after yourself.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, too, Sashil. Next caller we have is 352. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Hello? 352? Hello, hello, hello. 352, please call back. I don't seem to have a connection there. Okay, let's go to 720. Civitar?
Yes, we got knocked off the line.
We did get knocked off, and I did not want you to not be able to get some cards read. So is there a specific question that you had?
No, whatever they have to say.
Okay, let's see what the lovely Coffee of Angels have to say. Have you noticed that your rate of manifestation getting much quicker?
Yes.
I am so
happy to call into your show today, because what you were saying about clearing out all that stuff in that degree, not only is it manifest, I can feel the alignment. I can feel the alignment.
Yeah. The very important day today, this new moon is like sweeping us clean, is giving us a fresh burst of energy. And it's just, I posted something on Facebook. My husband brought home a humongous arrangement of flowers. And it's all sort of pink and white roses and hydrangeas and orchids. And it's just amazing. And I thought, how synchronistic. I mean, he's a lovely fellow, and I'm very blessed to have him in my life. But I thought, of all days, he brought this to me for no reason. It's not an anniversary or birthday or whatever, and, not that you can celebrate just our love. But I thought to myself, this new moon is bringing the unexpected, and it's bringing all of those fulfillments of our wishes and our hopes and all those things coming to us. So and every time I pass those roses, those beautiful flowers, I giggle. And I think, thank you, universe, thank you. Okay, let's go to the
the cards and see what comes up for lovely Sivatar. Okay, and just as we're speaking, you get the Ace of Wands. And the Ace of Wands, certainly, my dear, is about new beginnings. And this is new beginnings about everything you've ever visualized, everything that you ever, all your ideas, all your imaginings, all your dreams and your wishes, it's all culminating. All culminating, all that energy is going to be moved forward now with the winds of destiny. That's what they're using. The winds of destiny are now behind us, and they're pushing us forward into our dreams, and it just feels so yummy. The next card that comes up, and I did shuffle these cards, is the Six of Swords. And the Six of Swords, as with the last caller, is Ashiel. I told him that, yes, for many of us, the waters have been rough. You know, we've lost our incomes. We've lost our, we've contracted to have them taken away so we could really learn to be challenged and learn our lessons in contrast. But now we're going to much smoother waters. And it feels wonderful to be on that path. You know, it feels like we're like a little leaf and we're just now floating gently along with the current of that body of water. For so long, we seemed to be going upstream. Life was hard. Things were difficult. But now we're kind of floating along and seeing where the universe will take us. The next card is the Two of Pentacles, and that's also, this card often comes up when we're going on a trip. Now, a trip could be a physical trip in which we're going somewhere, or it could be an imaginary trip as we are stepping into those instances where our dreams start to manifest. And it's like we're on a new journey, and I think that's what they're telling me about this card, is it's not so much a physical trip, although some people will go on physical trips. It's about starting on a brand new journey for us, and that number two they're pointing to is saying that a lot of people will draw to themselves very new relationships now, new partnerships, in order to help us to realize our dreams. So. You, my dear, they want to get you to be more vigilant about being a synchronicity or a sign detective. So watch out very carefully and become even more observant for those things around you. And if it feels good, step forward because it's going to lead you to the next puzzle piece. To really open up the journey of your life.
Thank you so much, Candy. That was so beautiful. And I think it's going to be both about the trips, because I had planned to go to Hawaii for August, but I had to put it back because I'm getting ready to move into a new place, so I had to put it back. So it's both for me.
Sivatar, I cannot believe that you are saying Hawaii, because my dear friend Christy and I, there is something about especially Maui, Hawaii, that we both love. I know that I'm going to be owning a house there. There's no question about it. And we were just speaking yesterday and saying, you know what? Let's manifest a trip to Hawaii for both of us. And here you are talking about Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, Sivatar, are you on Facebook?
No, I don't do Facebook. I don't have a Facebook account.
I don't have a Facebook page. Okay, well, I'm going to say for those people out there who want to connect with me on Facebook, my Facebook is Claire Candy Huff and also Angel Healing House, if you want to connect with me. It's been lovely connecting with you today, Sivatar. You've got such a beautiful, gentle energy. Go out and enjoy the winds of heaven as they dance behind us.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a glorious day. God bless you.
Bless you, too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. Thank you for that, Sivatar. 352, let's see if we can't connect with you. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
27, he has 3 daughters. This is a horrible thing to go through.
Hello?
The way it happened and the things that it happened is even worse.
Hello, 352?
Is that like a different disease or in that car accident? You know, it's horrible. It takes a lot of healing. It takes a lot of healing, you know, and a lot of prayers.
Okay, the line is very garbled. I can't hear the 352 caller. Call back, 352. Let's go to 678. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hey, Candy. Hello.
Oh, hello, Cyril. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Do you have any questions today?
Any message for my spirit guides or angels?
Okay. They want you to know, as they were telling us all, that it's a very new day today. Very new today, day today being the new moon and you know, a lot of us are feeling swept along by the winds of heaven as we finally will be getting such an energy boost this week to propel us into those connections and opportunities for real tangible forms to answer our prayers. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. First card that's coming out is the Empress. And the first thing I heard was, how much time do you go out in nature? Diddle.
Not so much.
Okay. They're saying you're not a human doing. They're saying you're a human being. They want you to go out in nature and just allow yourself to be. You know, leave the mobile phone at home, leave the iPod, leave the iPad. And they really want you to go out and connect with nature. This is going to open you up for new opportunities and new connections to come in. Your alignment, they're showing me, is a little bit stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
And by going out in nature, walking to the park, you know, you don't have to do any, you know, you don't have to hug a tree or roll around in the grass. But the more that you can go out and connect with nature, the more that this is going to work as an absolute tonic to bring in amazing, amazing things for you. Much more than if you would be home doing things or be out doing things. Okay. Next card that's coming in is the Page of Wands. Now, the Page of Wands is that card that often says, of taking our ideas, taking our imagination, taking our visions out into the world. By you connecting with nature, those energies are going to feel so good inside, they're going to connect with nature and allow that connection to easily bring things to you. And the third card is the Knight of Swords. And the Knight of Swords is the action card. Okay? It's saying that by doing these things, then you will bring to yourself in very clear ways of which you are to step forward. But that can't happen until you really connect with those energies of Mother Nature. So I hope that's been helpful.
Yes. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Okay, take care. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye. Now, before you called, the Posse of Angels and I were speaking about how, in order to manifest, we really do need to accept responsibility for our lives, and we need to forgive and drop all judgment, and we do need to love unconditionally. And by doing these things, we open the channel for God and the angels to be able to give to us with ease and grace. You know, a great example of this is a client of mine, and let's just call her Janie. Again, I do not use clients' real names in my blogs or my shows. She was a very conscious, awakened young lady and was well-versed in following the laws of attraction. She'd made elaborate vision boards and was pretty good at monitoring her thoughts and words, although I did hear her say on occasionally that she was poor. And the funny thing, listeners, in the one area of her life that was completely off track for her was her efforts around abundance. Now, I don't think it was any coincidence that she called herself poor and then she was financially poor as well. She had told me that she hadn't completely, she told me that she hadn't worked in 5 years, and although there had been a few possibilities of work that had come for her, there was always some discontent with one or two things that of not lining up for her. Tuning into her intuitively, I felt that there were still negative energies of old resentments, some sadness and anger and regret associated with her ex-husband that was blocking her ability to positively receive. I had her do an exercise in which she verbally said out loud that she acknowledged that she had written her ex into her contract, and then she through this exercise, she thanked him, she blessed him, and she also then released him from having any effect on her. So once she did this amazing exercise, which I do with clients who book sessions with me, the next day I heard from her, and she said, "I cannot believe this. I got a call from my ex today. And knowing my situation, that I've been out of work, he said that he recommended me as a screenwriter on a show and that he'll be calling me up to set up an interview. Mind you, her ex has known about her struggle and many times her inability to pay her rent for the past 5 years because he paid her rent for her a couple of times. And yet, even though he was in the same industry, his news about a prospective job for her did not manifest until she had cleared and finally put to rest the negative energy still lingering in her energy field. The day after, I received a lovely testimonial from this gorgeous client of mine. She said, "I had an amazing session with Candy. She not only helped me release some heavy energy with her Reiki treatment, she also guided me through cutting some karmic cords with people in my past that were holding me back and draining my life force energy. Unbelievably, the next day, someone I had done some forgiveness work on offered to help me get a job at his company. Candy is truly a miracle worker." And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much to all of my wonderful, wonderful callers, and to you, my wonderful listeners, as well, listening to this program either live or archive shows on either the Blog Talk Radio site or listening on iTunes for free. Please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletters, which are filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me a request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com, and Angel Healing House is all one word. To purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, again, based on my 2 near-death experience, and my beautiful, professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally or internationally using distant healing, and this can be done over the phone using Skype, call 831-277-3716. Again, that number for Claire Candy Hoff or Angel at Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716, or email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and fashion a beautiful life to yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Take care till we speak again next week. Bye.